How we? This is a preview of our episode of Lamming with the Brasa featuring Yasin Barnes. This bra is crack funny and he talks a lot. So, hope you enjoy this taste.
Let's go, Brasa.
That's our intro. Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts and some cuck in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody. Hi. Camera's like, we're still not used to the camera.
We're not used to the camera.
It's its own beast, eh?
It's crazy, bro.
Because you go, podcast is just audio so you can talk.
Oh, exactly. Not only that, I'm like in Lam in my underbrook.
Eh? Yeah.
Now we met Zoe Brown. Oh, that's why I'm wearing a
nice
shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
I had to.
Yeah. When was that shirt washed?
2000 and
this looks like the first way after the wash.
Look, I'm not going to give trade secrets away, but you may be right.
You must also invest in Stay Soft because that looks hard. Yeah.
No, it's the material. I don't have to iron it.
I haven't even introduced this man.
Sorry, guys. And I'm also just roasting me into here for nothing.
You just got here. Start talking.
Okay, Yasin is here.
No, he thinks he's quiet because he's got his fade is ingeslut now. He's coming at me hard.
A colored man with a fade is bulletproof.
The confidence.
God, I feel like I should have had my fade.
So we have...
Sorry, Jody's the one.
We have one of Cape Town's number one comedians, an MC. I can say actor as well, probably, because you do ads and stuff also.
Yeah. We in the careers of Slash.
Yeah.
Right? So I think everybody right now has a Slash job.
It's the time of Slash.
Yeah. So I'm like a Slash comedian, Slash MC, Slash writer, Slash voiceover artist, Slash actor. And I'm also...
Content creator.
I'm also not hyping myself. I'm just... These are things I need to do to pay bills. So please don't see this as like, oh my God, he's flexing.
No, it's too late. I already think you quite like that.
Yeah. We've established your personality by the fire.
Yeah, I think so. You came in hot.
Mr. Yasin Barnes, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Guys, I'm a big fan. But anyway, that's another discussion.
I've been wanting
to talk. Guys, I'm a TV cop.
Yeah.
So I was the youngest.
That explains the size of your head.
You can see. Yeah. So we had quite a big TV.
Those ones that all the channels were there on the side. You had to drag the knoppy in.
Moorsa bubble at the back also. Two people must carry the TV.
And you were the youngest in your family. So you were obviously the remote. Yeah, I can go change the channel.
I was also raised by the TV because my parents were done parenting.
Yep.
They were like, yeah, but you got older sisters, they can help parent as well.
And then, what shows was that back in the day that you was your favorites then?
Your everything. You don't understand.
News.
I just enjoy things. Like, I can watch anything. I've never watched a bad movie.
No.
If you want to put it as that. I've never seen a movie that I stopped. Any movie I watch, I will find the entertainment in it and go, that's my thing. I don't know if it's the way, so I have ADHD, so maybe if that's the thing of just going, I'll take the things in pieces.
Not self-diagnosed, because people self-diagnose them and move.
Guys, I spent way too much money on psychiatrists and psychologists for this to be.
So you actually forget that the bad parts of the movies.
That's exactly, even when people give me spoilers, I go, tell me the story. I still watch it and go, don't cook. I don't care about spoilers, and everything I watch is like, yo, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to watch fun things, but yeah, I don't like sad movies.
Yeah, but now, do you have time to watch TV still?
I only have time to watch movies.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, because it's a thing of, we're only going back to stage now recently. Yeah. So, and it's what I do. That's how I consume the world is via TV and like the internet. And like, so it's a thing of now writing TV shows is being linked to the internet. So points of reference on TV and movies is from memes and from what we see online.
Yeah.
So it's that thing of like, it's my worlds coming together. But also, I love, more than I like good movies, I love bad movies.
You gotta love bad movies.
Ooh. So good they are bad. Ooh. So bad
they are
good.
There's some good bad ones.
Yeah.
Ooh,
The Room. Have you seen The Room?
Oh, yes. No, but you see, the Room almost made it full circle.
Yeah.
Where it's become art.
Transcendent.
Yeah. It is. The Room is its own entity. It's in its own class now.
Yeah. Tommy Wiseau. Yeah.
They even made a parody on it. That's how good or bad it was that it came around and they were like, yeah, let's make a story about the story of a bad movie.
Fuck,
I was like, that's...
Have you seen the whole movie?
Yeah. You know what scene is incredibly hard for me to watch in the Disaster Artist. No, the Disaster Artist when when they're doing the sex scene from the movie.
Oh, yeah, he tries to fuck a navel.
Yeah.
But he's like, are we swearing?
They need to see.
Oh, we fucking swear, okay, bro.
We swear all the fucking time.
P-bomb, you can drop a P-bomb.
We what do we blurt out at this point?
We blurt
out. Yeah.
And we do blurt out.
Mm. What if I say...
Nice in our rating
we
system.
We kind of say
so.
Nah, yeah, but nah, we drag it sometimes.
Again, nice is also a contextual word.
Yeah.
It is.
Because if you greet your friends, I wear nice, it's like, it's a term of endearment. It's not a swear word.
Yeah.
But I have a friend who she lives in Mitchell's Plain and she's offended by that word. Yeah. I say
she doesn't like knitting, does she?
No. Sewing.
Yeah, you mustn't tell her she's on the side. In Afrikaans. Anyway, sorry for jokes, guys. No, but for me, when it comes to like swear words, I go, it's language. It's what I use to describe myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't see swear words as a bad thing anymore. I just go, this is how I speak.
Yeah.
I'm also the youngest in the family. Like I said, so my parents are fine with me speaking like
that.
No. My sisters don't get the same thing.
Yeah, we also
But
do
I just
that,
go, no. yeah, I'm, it's words, guys. Also, when you're upset in the car, you must go, you fucking stupid.
Who gets upset? Yeah, yeah. Oh, you bad person. You
you must use words. It's also just language. You can feel the intention when someone says
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And when someone says it, you and it's just
context
language.
Is everything.
Context is key. And just also you can read the vibe of the person.
There's only one word I can't say in my house, and that is teta. My wife hates the word. She hates the word teta.
But you see that.
And then I come in there without my bra on.
Like, Tony, your teta's out again. She's offended visually and fucking orally.
I'm offended when I don't have a bra.
Do you guys like lamb outside together also? Like, are you guys brasser outside of this room here?
Not. I wouldn't say like brasser. Because it's like the show has become that thing that connects us now.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
knew
yeah.
each other and we could always talk. To each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's like the show connects us now and then it's just like, we switch it on and it's there.
Yeah.
It's more, no, because I like the vibe you guys have because it also feels like you have like other stories, like you have a history beyond this room.
Yeah, it's all lies.
That's what we project.
It's movie magic, baby.
So Yasin, this is something you need to know about acting, hey? So I relate to a person that I have a relationship with, and then I project
that character
it.
Out. Projection.
I see it, and I connect. Guys, so just before we start, I don't know where we're going to start, but
we've started.
I watched last night The Fugitive. 94.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
94, Harrison Ford and
the
Tommy.
Man with the missing arm.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I was going to say Tommy Lee Curtis, and I was like, no.
Yeah, that's
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. And then Tommy Lee was also Pamela Anderson's pocket
yes.
one.
Yes, anyway. With the 9-incher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember the sex
One Night in Pammy.
That was a VHS sex.
Yeah.
It was always bad quality. Even if you watch it now on the internet, it's bad quality.
You can buy it from the official store, and it's bad quality.
But they are re-releasing. You know, in... Because they are making a movie now. Sebastian Stan and Lily James are making a movie.
He's going to play Tommy Lee. And who's playing her?
Lily James. He's doing
James.
Pamela.
They're going to get the income. Sex jokes. Sorry, guys. Anyway.
That is the line that we don't cross.
The Fugitive.
Yeah.
So, you guys know the story of The Fugitive,
yes.
right? Wrongfully accused. Yeah. Went to jail. Then went to court on the way to jail. They broke out on the run.
Yeah.
Then I was like, this movie is such a damn problem because, firstly, he just dyed his hair black. That was his disguise.
Yes.
He didn't shave his hair. He didn't change his look. He didn't change his clothing. He just like, dye my hair black. That's my thing.
Classic.
Then he went on to go like find who did the thing, try to clear his name, all this goodness. Then I'm just like, if this was a black man, he'd be shot five times. Well, they would have killed five men that looked like him already.
The unofficial sequel had a black guy.
Tommy Lee Jones played the
same character in the Wesley Snipes film.
Yeah, he was chasing Wesley Snipes.
What was that called? U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals.
Was that the sequel?
He plays the same character.
I never knew that was the sequel.
It's like an unofficial sequel. Yeah. So it's the same character, and then they just wrote the story with Wesley
He was
Snipes.
So quiet in The Fugitive that they like, we want this character again.
Yeah.
So they did a new movie with Wesley
Snipes.
But that is
what
also...
Yeah. Doing here with us, guys?
That's also not realistic because he survives the entire movie.
Yeah, because you also go, they would have killed five men that look like him.
Yeah.
And also, once you clear your name, you must still go to jail for all the cacky
100%.
Before you clear your own name. No, guys, so I was just like, The Fugitive, leave that story behind.
But it's the 90s, though. You could get away with
the 90s. So Showmax has a great catalog of horrible movies.
Yeah.
Okay. We watch someone... I can't remember the
Is
name.
Is your wife also a TV cop?
Yeah. So so when I go to work at night, like to go gigs and stuff, then she stays home and she watches. But she's into the K-drama stuff now. But we love bad action movies.
Okay.
So we watched one that was... I can't remember the name, but the opening scene is on the coast of Africa.
Yeah, because you know Africa is a country.
On the coast, on the coast of Africa, guys.
Yeah, now okay. Africa is a country, yeah, Ross. Yeah.
This movie came out last year. No?
Yo.
Hold on. In the cutaway scenes is Cape Town, but with the yellow number plates. That's how long.
Yo, no, man.
It, guys, they had a BMW. Before it was a Baraginsa dispenser.
What, is, what movie? You have to tell us. What? Who's it, who is in the movie? What movie is this?
It's so bad. It has... Guys, yeah.
I like that.
I'm gonna go find the name and I'm gonna add it to the bottom over here. Guys.
Yeah, just
the and if you're listening, it will. They're gonna pull the name in there.
Although we'll fix it in post.
We watch movies for the show, so we don't really have. I don't have a lot of time for cuck movies.
Yeah.
To be fair,
yeah,
because we have to watch stuff and then watching movies to review movies is a whole different thing.
What was the movie that you guys reviewed
for Zoe?
Yeah,
Devil Wears Prada. That's a cluster.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that is a good
those,
one.
That was a
we thought Amy's movie was fucking Cars.
Ross was very upset by that movie's Amy's choice.
My bro, you want to delve
into
like problems.
And Cars is not a bloody... That's a nice movie.
It's Cars, a cackstick.
It, nah, Cars is iconic. I'm going to put it down as it goes under iconic.
No, it's a cackstick. Who built everything? Okay, if you think about it, they don't physically have the capability to build all that stuff.
Can you feel the aggression that's coming off of him?
It didn't make
now.
Sense with when they got hurt, when their fucking tires fell off and
you
stuff.
You guys discuss this as you guys are supposed to be movie people. rule three, watching movies is escapism.
Exactly.
And you must let that cut
just
go.
Enjoy it.
Fast and the Furious, let that cut
no,
go.
No, but look, we watch Fast and Furious with the right lens because we know
we're
part of the fucking
part
family.
Of,
oh, I love it.
We reviewed the whole. From the first one,
the Faga.
Yeah, we watched. We call it the Faga. Yeah, the Fast and Furious saga. We reviewed all of it, and we part of the family, and we get it. And Vin Diesel needs to take himself less seriously.
No, but that's the thing. So when I watched the last one, now I was just like, in the first 5 minutes, I was like, what? No, this is impossible. And then I went, no, man, no, guys, what movie am I watching? Let me remind
myself. But they
myself.
Call it out. He says in the film, like, do you ever notice we don't get shot?
Yeah, your favorite character, Roman, says,
Roman
hey, guys, have you noticed that we never die?
They're so boring.
I also love when movies become meta and they discuss themselves.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
In 22 Jump Street,
yes.
When they give the most meta movie.
When they give the brief of what just happened, they're like, yeah, we're just going to do what we did in the first one, and it's going to make us like, and I was like, thank you, guys.
But when Channing Tatum's like, are we going back to high school? And he's like, you look like you're fucking 40 years old.
They spotted the thing. I love the when movies go, get ready to let go.
Yeah.
Because the same thing with Cars. Cars, so I questioned all those things.
No, it's
I was like,
Cars is cack, man.
So when you have a baby, does it come out of the boot?
Yeah.
Or does it come
how
out of the front
even
or the
stick?
Back?
The like, exhaust, guys. The exhaust.
You can't put everything in the exhaust, man.
Yeah, but then, now where does the exhaust go? Baby come out of exhaust.
Logically.
I would have thought the exhaust is a penis.
You squeeze, bro.
I'm so much sore now. Like I'm cringing for a baby out of an exhaust pipe.
My bruise.
I have
Jody,
a favorite line.
Not at the birth of your son.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hit me.
I was there, actually. I'm just kind of kidding. My favorite line from The Fugitive. Did you know that line where Tommy Lee shouts to Harrison Ford, I don't care, was made up on the spot? No, Harrison Ford's like, why are you chasing me, bro? I'm innocent. And Tommy Lee Jones is like, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Made it up on the spot.
I also love that it's such a normal line to go, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like you go,
you innocent.
It's not that big a dramatic improv. You know, like it's not like a whole scene you improv. You just improv. I don't care. Uh-huh. Like, it's me and most things in my life. I don't fucking care. It's not improv.
You don't care about things in your life.
There's many things. No, not things in my life. There's many
about
things in life I don't care about. And I think that's essentially why I love movies, is because I go, I don't need to care.
Yeah. Mm.
I was watching Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah.
Kong vs. Godzilla. What was it?
Yeah, the latest one.
Yeah.
GVK.
That one. Then in the first, I think it's like the first 10, 15 minutes, they smash the ship, right? Mm. And all the ship people die on the ship. And I felt bad for a moment. And I was like, no, it's a fucking movie.
They okay.
It's not about them. Let these people go. I was like,
let them roll.
They must die. I'm talking about the soldiers.
Yeah.
They must. I was going to say, the seamen must go down. And I was like, wrong words, guys.
No, you can't.
Then seamen. I was just like, no.
Classy.
Godzilla must fight Kong, and that's all we want in this movie. I don't want us to care about like the cause and the environment. Just kill him.
But that, I think they only got that in this film.
Yeah.
Because the films prior to that they wanted to YouTube.
The humans must always be relatable.
But we don't want to see that, guy. Yeah, we want to see people them moot each other.
We want Power Rangers. Destroy the city every month.
Red Ranger.
Can you imagine what the insurance is like if you live in that city? The premiums.
I can tell you now, our insurance is not going to cover you for
well, there's actually
screwed out. That's what the out insurance is.
What? That act of God.
There's a comic book.
Act of Godzilla.
Called Damage Control, which just focuses on the insurance company. When the superheroes fuck with the city.
Yeah. They did a series about
that. But the series was terrible. Yeah. They focus on them fixing the fucking city. It's for fuck.
I'm going to go find it. Thank you.
Technically, it's also featured in Spider-Man. Michael Keaton's character, the Vulture.
That's what he
Damage Control comes in the Spider-Man movie.
Michael Keaton was in Spider-Man.
In Tom Holland's Spider-Man films.
Oh, yes.
So you watch all the Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but guys, we're going to get in. Can we get into that also?
Wherever you want to go.
So, sorry, Michael Keaton, first finish that before.
These whole thing is must scrap and stuff.
Yes.
But then Damage Control comes about by Tony Stark created in the MCU. Yeah. And then he loses his job, and that's why he's pissed, and he's like, well, now I'm going to be a fucking supervillain.
Yeah.
Because of Damage Control.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
With regard to the MCU, everybody was, do you remember that phase of Wakanda where everybody was like, Wakanda, but fuck, Wakanda forever, all the things. Then I was like, but where were they during apartheid? Fucking also. No, guys.
No one's asking that question.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the real questions here? We were Africans and we were being discriminated in our own country, and where was Wakanda?
No superheroes. Yeah.
Also, they brag, oh, we got high-tech technology. Guys, now you left us here.
Yeah.
And then
now right we have metro rail.
Yeah. Just give us
right next to Wakanda is countries that have nothing.
Yeah.
There's civil wars. There's also.
I know they give the reasoning in the
movie. No, but that's true. I should have taken it more personally. Yeah.
No, we should take it. Actually, it's offensive what they did.
You know what? Fuck Chadwick Boseman.
We clearly.
Okay.
We clearly stand
too much. My bad. Rest in peace, I guess.
So, 2 points. One, I see we're straddling two extremes. We don't give a fuck and we care way too much.
Yes.
but also, I think that's a good 2021. That's a good balance. Yeah.
That's what 2021.
We're probably going to cover this in the news whenever we record again. But have you heard about Letitia Wright on Black Panther 2?
Yeah, she's an anti-vaxxer.
She's an anti-vaxxer. And
his sister, the girl. And now they want to cancel her.
Yeah, she played Shuri.
That's
awkward. So
but she not only that, but she's also been
putting on videos
and trying to convince the other cast about her anti-vax.
But also, by now most of them have got vax because you can't take it out of them. It's if you vax, like if you're anti-vax and I tell you that I've got the vax, leave me.
You
alone.
Can't do anything to me.
You can't put a magnet and pull it out of me. Lost me, guys. It's fine.
Yeah, but they want to convince you, man.
But you see, that also shows that she's a good actor. She acts smart on the show.
Yeah.
But in real life. Then the other thing is Doctor Strange. Then they tried to sell us that Doctor Strange is a white man.
Yes.
And I was like, you're so talking cack. Because Doctor Strange must be POC.
Okay.
Because only a POC parent will tell you, go be a doctor, go be a superhero, but you must still be a doctor.
Get your degree first.
I paid your school fees to be a doctor. Go be a damn doctor. You must, even if you're going to be Dr. America, Dr. Hulk, all that, you must first put doctor first. And I was like, okay, it makes sense.
You can be a sorcerer on the side.
But the doctor first. Yeah. Your name must say doctor. These are all the things I worry about.
That's fucking insane. Your mind is
then the other problem I have is Bucky Barnes.
Okay.
Guys, they gave him a strong arm. One strong arm.
So
they didn't put a gun in it.
Nothing.
They didn't put a sword. No. They didn't even put a USB charger in the thing. They had vibranium in. Why can't he just charge with this? Then I was like, he has the same power as a 13-year-old boy. One strong arm. That's the only thing that he has going for him.
Yeah, but it was his left hand.
I mean,
it's his weak hand.
Now it feels like someone else.
It's called the Stranger.
I just like, no, guys.
Do you know,
Wakanda wasn't smart.
No, they weren't.
Do you like go on to Reddit at all?
Yeah, I'm
so there's a theory going on that you can see like the marks on by his shoulder where Bucky's arm connects. So they say it was him trying to get the arm off. So he was like scratching himself and shit when he first saw the arm there.
For what?
They might just put mercurochrome on it.
My bro, imagine you wake up and you're like, fuck these up.
No, bro, that's a whole new world for me.
Everybody.
Okay, Aladdin. Okay, Aladdin.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll just be walking around giving everybody clapper. Just
that's
automatic clapper. Just
talk to the hand.
No, but to the MCU, I was just like, yo, guys, you could have given him some other, like a gun.
Yeah.
It, How difficult would it have been?
But it's comic accurate. That's why.
Remember, that happened to him in like, what, the 50s?
Yeah. So 50s, they had no imagination.
They were like, metal arm guys.
Then also, Wakanda when
Thanos... He's got a lot of issues.
Guys, I have problems. Especially with Wakanda.
Okay.
Wakanda's strategy was horrible. When Thanos, when the Mana Stick, not even game, was
let them in.
Infinity War. Yeah.
Because I was just like, yo, guys, so you know people are eventually going to come because you have an army. Mm. So where's the turrets?
Yeah.
Where's all this other stuff?
Yeah, on the border.
Why didn't you have a control space? Why did you stand so far when you open the gate?
Because also Wakanda operates like you in the two extremes. It's like, we've got our force field, but also we're going to move you on the field, my bro. I must get you on the field later.
I'll catch you on the field.
Go stand by the gate if you're going to fight. Don't let them come in. Now it's problems for everybody. Also, we must talk about the animal cruelty.
Oh, with the rhinos?
With the rhinos.
Yeah.
Because they had the technology to make robots.
They did.
It was there.
But again, it's Africa.
They had to
make it realistic to
again,
a point of like,
again,
it's Africa.
Wakanda because we here, let's save the rhino. Yeah. They're like, put him in the front line. there.
Yeah, you've been a busy man. Like, those past 2 weeks now, at least, like.
With freelancers, you know that thing of when you act busy, you become busy. And when you become busy, the problem is that you're busy.
Yeah.
When you're just like,
I have to work.
Yeah.
And I have to earn money.
Damn it.
And in all your downtime as a freelancer, you, like, start planning the side project.
Is that what you call yourself, a freelancer?
I say freelancer. Because if you're part of the Slash community, the careers.
You don't confine yourself to
you. Shame to you guys. Guys have a support group at least.
We can't
this
even afford a support group.
This is it.
This is the support group. It's a podcast that I jump on. This is the support group. So the thing of you, what's I gonna say now? Oh, so you plan all this stuff in your downtime, then your busy time, all the projects like come together, and then you're just like overloaded with stuff. So there's times where I can watch a lot of new stuff, and then there's times where I have to watch old stuff because I can't take in new concepts. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's enough for now. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, subscribe to the POC Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts and you can hear the full episode. It's worth it. It's kakaka. So...